This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
I saw that Ray Sosa. I saw Tyreek Hill posting 2K. And let me tell you something. If you want, you can pull up the tweet there. I posted it. And I think it's just a bunch of crap. And I think, look, I get Tyreek wants his own personal motivation and all that bullshit. How about team success? How about you focus on catching a lot of the important footballs you drop? Because you're not dropping a first down play in the first quarter. You're dropping a touchdown. You're dropping a fourth quarter touchdown. You're dropping a fourth quarter, third or fourth down. You're dropping key balls in key moments that are deciding games, like you single-handedly, Tyreek, lost the game against Kansas City the first time around last year. Okay? So, for me, plus going for 2,000, wears out Tyreek. He's a human being. As much as he's the cheetah, as much as he's a badass, as much as he's a great player, the best thing that Mike McDaniel does at times is use Tyreek as a decoy. Because if there's going to be two or three people covering him, then I want Waddle and Jonnu Smith and anybody else that can catch the ball. Please catch the ball and help move the chains. I want you to run the ball more. I want you to stop giving up on the run when it's working. So there should be no reason to get 2,000 yards for Tyreek Hill, okay? This is a bunch of horse shit. Tyreek Hill should be focused on his personal life, and he should work on being a better wide receiver down in and down out. Not 2,000 yards. That doesn't make the team better, okay? What makes the team better is when the team is contributing. Because it's got to suck for Berrios and Craycraft and all these guys to continually run routes and not get a damn ball. That's not a lot of fun. That doesn't keep you focused. You got to spread the ball around. They did a better job of spreading the ball around under Brian Flores. That's ridiculous. That makes no sense. Brian Flores can find a way to get Gesicki 70 balls, but you can't? You can't get seven to him? Bro, that's an embarrassment. What kind of a coach are you? You're actually not a very good one yet. You know, great offensive mind, not a great head coach. So Mike McDaniel needs to grow. Needs this offense to evolve. And Tyreek Hill needs to focus on himself, he needs to focus on his personal life first and foremost. Please focus on your personal life, bro, because you make all kinds of terrible decisions. Okay? And then, you know what? How about being a better receiver, bro? Being a better football player. It ain't about yards. I don't care if you get to 2,000 yards and you ended up costing the team a couple games and you drop footballs in key moments. That don't mean shit to me. So let's stop dropping those key passes. You start fixing your off-the-field life. Oh, and by the way, one more thing, Tyreek. Don't worry about Tua. He doesn't need to change. He's all right where he's at. You need to change. Okay? You need to change. Don't try to change others. Look in the mirror, my man. You're the one that's got to change. So you got to figure it out, man. Your motivation should be that you want the Dolphins to win the Super Bowl. That's what I should hear. I want to compete for the Super Bowl. I want to win playoff games. Not I want 2,000 yards. You sound like a college player that is just worried about his next NIL check. Okay? It's about winning here right now. It's not about stats. We've seen Ricky Williams rush for, 1,800 yards? Right? Some ridiculous number. We've watched Dan Marino throw for the 5,000 yards before anybody else and the 48 touchdowns, whatever the hell it was. We saw him throw for 4 billion touchdowns. You know, we've watched all kinds of records over the years. It's not about records, bro. It's not about just Jason Taylor getting the sack record or defensive player of the year. Those things are nice, but it's about team success. That's what Dolphin fans really want to see. I talked about this a lot last year. I don't care about individual accomplishments anymore. That shit bores me, dude. That shit bores me. I'm a Dolphins fan. I need to see Dolphins success, team success. I just don't care about individual success anymore. It's nice, but it doesn't mean shit to me. Because in the end, what did I do with Ricky Williams' 1,800 yards? Nothing. Not a goddamn thing. You know? Doesn't matter to me anymore. I need more than that. I need team success. I need players focused on team success, not individual success. And when I saw that today on the on social media, I was like, this is a joke. It's like you don't learn. You don't learn. You know? Same shit. You hear Tua saying, I got to throw for 5,000 yards? Ever? You hear Marino say that? Marino didn't give a shit about that. Marino wanted to win. You think he gave... I covered Marino, okay? So I covered games where he threw for 300-400 yards, and he lost. And he didn't give a shit. If you ask Marino about his stats, brother, he'd look at you sideways like, you think I'm going to talk about me personally? First of all, he never did. Even when shit was going well, he did not want to brag about himself ever. Okay? Maybe behind the scenes, he different person. But in public, that wasn't him. So most great players aren't really focused on just their, singular stats. Because in the end, that means you're not focused on the grand prize. And so the grand prize is start winning playoff games. And I saw that today with the whole 2K there, and Sean brought it up, and it's just ridiculous, dude. It's ridiculous. Plus, it wore him out. Which, he's not a big guy, man. He carries enough of the load. It's not really smart, actually, to go for the 2,000 yards. Smart is to spread the ball around.